Hi everyone, Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. Our conversation today will revisit the emerging markets, outlining the investment case for Brazil following the recent upgrade of the country to attractive by the UBS Chief Investment Office. Joining us for the conversation today, glad to welcome back Jing Chen Yu, emerging market strategist, and glad to welcome Laura Smith, equity strategist, to the conversation. Jing Chen, Laura, thank you both for dropping by and for spending some time today with our listeners and clients. Nice to have you both with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So with that, Jing Chen, Laura, thank you both for dropping by Top of the Morning, spending some time today with our listeners, our clients, to talk about this timely allocation development from the UBS Chief Investment Office. So with that, Jing Chen, I know you and Laura have put out a piece recently on Brazil following the upgrade to attractive in absolute terms. So what would you say are the main factors behind this upgrade, and how does Brazil's story today differ from the past?
Thank you so much, Dan, for having me here. Absolutely. In a nutshell, Brazil's economy, in our view, it's a much stronger footing than before, thanks in part to the structural reforms put in place during the previous Bolsonaro administration. And these changes, along with increased government spending over the years, have indeed helped the country achieve over approximately 3.5% annual GDP growth since the pandemic. And on top of that, global tailwinds like a weaker U.S. dollar and the prospect of lower interest rates are also supporting flows into higher yielding markets such as Brazil. So all of this gives us confidence that Brazilian equities, Brazilian assets are set up for further gains, which is why we've upgraded Brazil equities to attractive in absolute terms.
So to pick up on a point you brought up, Jing Chen, about the U.S. dollar, how does a weaker U.S. dollar typically impact Brazilian equities? And have we seen that relationship play out in the current environment?
Usually and historically speaking, weaker dollar, barring, of course, major slowdowns in global growth, is good news for EM because it would relieve liquidity that would have been tight during the strengthening, you know, dollar episodes and higher U.S. rates. A weaker U.S. dollar is in particular a big positive for Brazilian equities, especially during periods when the trade-weighted dollar sells off by more than 5%. Historically, in our analysis, every 1% drop in the dollar has lined up with about a 5% gain in MSCI Brazil index in USD terms during these periods. And this year, as the dollar softened, we've indeed seen Latin America and Brazil in particular sort of leading emerging market performance. The softer dollar from here, which we expect to continue, would make global financial conditions easier and lower the cost of capital and, of course, encourage investors to seek out higher yield markets like Brazil, which amplifies the positive impact on equities.
Thank you, Jing Chen, for that clarity. Do you want to spend a few moments tying this into global trade negotiations, tensions, which our clients have been tracking very closely in recent weeks and months? With that, want to welcome Laura into the conversation, dialing in today from Zurich, Switzerland. Laura, thank you for joining us. So Brazil seems relatively insulated from global trade tensions and U.S. tariffs. Can you explain why that is and how it benefits investors looking at Brazilian assets?
Absolutely. And thanks for having me. So Brazil's insulation from global trade tensions and U.S. tariffs really comes down to a few key factors. Most importantly, Brazil actually runs a trade deficit with the U.S., meaning it imports more from the U.S. than it exports. And that is pretty unusual for a major emerging market. And it has meant Brazil has not been a primary target in recent tariff escalations. In fact, Brazil received the lowest reciprocal tariff on April 2nd, which has helped shield its economy and markets from some of the volatility we have seen in other emerging markets. And this unique trade position lowers the risk of sudden shocks from U.S. trade policy. If you look back at 2018 and 2019, during the first Trump administration and also the China trade war, we actually saw global commodities demand shift around, including towards Brazil, which benefited some of the country's major agricultural exports. For investors, this insulation is important because it means Brazilian equities are less exposed to global trade headlines, and they're more influenced by local fundamentals like domestic policy, interest rates, and sector trends. And in today's increasingly polarized global landscape, the need for geographical diversification is more important than ever. And we believe Brazil offers compelling opportunities for diversification thanks to attractive valuations, distinct local drivers. So as a result, Brazilian assets, specifically equities, can really help diversify global portfolios, even when so many other markets are moving in sync due to big macro factors.
Now, another consideration worth raising, thinking about monetary policy, Laura, with the central bank ending its tightening cycle and rate cuts on the horizon. What does that mean for Brazilian stocks?
So that's a great question. The end of the central bank's tightening cycle and the prospect of rate cuts are both really significant for the setup for Brazilian equities. Historically, when the Selic rate, which is Brazil's main policy rate, starts to come down, Brazilian stocks have responded very positively. High real rates have kept valuations low and made equity investors cautious. So even the possibility of a shift towards easing tends to unlock renewed flows into equities and supports higher valuations. On average, in the 6 months after rate cutting cycle begins, the MSCI Brazil Index has delivered strong double-digit returns. Some sectors like financials are especially sensitive to interest rates, but the overall market tends to benefit as financial conditions improve and sentiment turns more constructive.
Thank you for that, Laura. So, Xingqian, as we begin to close out, as we look ahead, what would you identify as being the biggest risks for Brazil, especially with the 2026 election coming up? How should investors think about the risks when considering Brazilian assets?
Sure. I mean, there are definitely risks to keep in mind for markets like Brazil. We've seen some recent back and forth for the administration around, for instance, the potential changes to the IOF tax on financial transactions, which create a bit of a policy uncertainty for investors in the near term. While some of this sort of was reversed, episodes like this highlight how fiscal pressures, as we get closer to the elections, can lead to unexpected and, frankly, dramatic moves. And the current administration might keep trying new initiatives alike. That said, as we go into the 2026 election season, markets will likely shift their focus to the potential for bigger policy changes or shifts in direction as a result of the election, making the political landscape an important factor to watch. And of course, globally, you know, a major growth slowdown could also weigh on Brazilian assets, regardless of local fundamentals. But that is not our base case, Dan.
Well, Xingqian and Laura, thank you both very much for spending some time with our listeners, our clients here on Top of the Morning to lay out the investment case for Brazil and to explain the recent upgrade to attractive of Brazil from the UBS, a chief investment office. Nice catching up with you both. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.